Say you were having a picnic, and a hungry bear came along. You may very well decide to get your lunch somewhere else. Brown bears, or grizzly bears as we're more likely to refer to them, have this effect on many species, and regularly steal kills from other carnivores. As such, those carnivores usually have to kill more often to get enough food when brown bears are present. But research conducted in both Yellowstone and in Scandinavia suggests that this may not be the case for wolves. Amy Tallien, the study's lead author, explains.
What we expected to find was that bears would increase wolf kill rate. And what we were kind of thinking was that, well, you know, brown bears are really good at coming in and stealing wolf carcasses. So wolves make a kill, a brown bear comes in, and they're generally able to dominate that carcass. Lynx and mountain lion will abandon that carcass, their kill, quicker, and that'll make them go make another kill sooner than they otherwise would have. So there was some thought that wolves did the same thing, but what we see was that there was actually a decrease in wolf kill rate where brown bears and wolves were sympatric.
Sympatric is just an ecological term for in the same place. New studies will need to be conducted to see why wolf kill rate decreases in the presence of brown bears. It's possible that wolves are sticking around longer after getting bumped by a brown bear, just to see if they'll get another chance to feed. That waiting around could increase the time between wolf kills, and thus decrease wolf kill rate. Nevertheless, the counterintuitiveness of these findings point to something that Tallien finds wonderful about the scientific process.
In science, we really aren't trying to prove our own assumptions. We had this assumption of the way our ecosystem was working, and we did a study, and we found the exact opposite results. And so that's one of the cool things about science and science exploration is getting to know how the world works, even in the face of proving ourselves wrong.
A link to this research is available at our website. For Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Daniel Kinka.